Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
Welcome once again to another podcast, another episode of
Next Call. I'm Mr. Biggs.
But
what's your name?
Well, I'm Roger. We don't.
Pleased to meet you, Roger. Do you have a question about glues or adhesives? It's a podcast about glues and adhesives. Stick It.
Stick It.
Mr. Biggs.
So,
you have a question about glues or adhesives? Because I'm your man. I host a podcast on internet about glues and adhesives. So,
are you ready to get started with that?
Yeah.
All right. I guess we should get started then. You're ready to go. It's
Hey, Roger.
Yeah?
I want to tell you something.
Okay.
I have had copious amounts of over-the-counter Benadryl today. And I want to let you know that I am feeling much better, and I am ready for the podcast. So let's do this. Let's open up the phones and take some calls.
We don't take
the calls. Corner of Phillips and Mountain, downtown.
It's definitely allergy season. So some Benadryl is probably helping out pretty well.
Oh, do you want some? I've got some over-the-counter Benadryl.
Right.
I've been taking. They've got recommendations on dosage.
Right. That's what I was going to ask. Did you follow?
They are suggestions that I find to be probably on the conservative side.
Sure. So you sort of factored in maybe height and weight, maybe in sort of. I mean, sometimes you know they say for children and adults, so they probably scale it down to what's safe for a child. So you
is the caller there?
No.
Hello, you're on.
No, we don't. We're not taking calls. That was a while back. We had another podcast where we took calls. This one we read news stories and we take emails.
if people listening would like to send us a question about glues and adhesives, you can send that on over to
BiggsCast@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Yep.
Send us your questions.
Email.
First up, we do the email.
No.
So let's have that email.
No. Actually, the first thing we do is breaking news.
Wait, stop it. Stop everything.
Okay.
That did not sound right. Try it again.
But breaking news, where we read I know what it is.
First of all, wait, stop it! Just stop! Stop it. All right, I gotta figure it out.
First of all,
Roger, you're saying it incorrectly. Second of all, you don't say it at all, because I'm the one that says, oh, damn it, what was it again?
When was your last dosage? When did you?
Breaking news! That's it. You gotta give it some. You gotta give it some English when you throw it out there.
Give it some.
I am lightheaded all of a sudden. I do not.
Did you?
Wow.
Should we hit pause and maybe lay down a little bit? Did you need a?
On Stick It with Mr. Biggs, we do breaking news. That is where we take a news story where something has broken, and I tell you how to fix it.
Right. There you go. That was pretty good. You're getting your sea legs back, it sounds like.
Roger, I've done this a time or two before.
Yep, that's
this
true.
This is not my first dog show, I assure you of that. I've done a few.
That's true.
Breaking news today comes to us from Dateline Mountain View, California.
That's right.
Google is planning to outfit self-driving vehicles with a phone,
form
of adhesive coating on their hoods to reduce injuries in collisions with pedestrians. Google's patent proposes for a kind of adhesive that would sit beneath an eggshell-like protective layer on the car's front and on impact.
The sticky coating. The sticky coating would glue the victim to the car so they don't fall under the wheels or into
the sticky coating would glue the victim to the car.
Right. If the car
so
hits
they
them.
Don't fall under the wheels or onto the roadway.
Yeah, if the car hits a pedestrian, they would they'd fall onto the hood of the car, and then the sticky glue would
they'd stick to it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's
The adhesive layer may be very sticky material and may operate in a manner similar to flypaper or double-sided duct tape, the patent reads. The adhesion of the pedestrian to the vehicle may prevent the pedestrian from bouncing off.
And that's
end of story.
That's the story with Google. And the self-driving...
Roger, do me a favor. Yeah. Roger, do me a favor. Run over to the wet bar and get me a washcloth. And I'd like it to be moist with cold water. And I'd like it to not be drippy, just moist.
Just wring it out.
Just run right over there. There's a couple of hand towels.
Yeah.
Just grab one of those. Bring it over.
Sure. I'll do that for you. Hang it. You keep going. I'll be right back.
All right. Keep going. All right. So with the breaking news story, I read it already. So I don't have to keep going because it's all done. The breaking news story is over. That was the breaking news story. The patent for Google's sticky car. They think they're going to hit people and make people stick to the car, which... Does not sound like a workable solution to pedestrian.
There you go.
Oh, do me a favor, Roger. While I have this on my head, just do me a favor. Stroke the back of my head a little bit.
You want a stroke of the back of your head? How does
these patents that these huge organizations file fraudulently, in my opinion, is just they take these ridiculous ideas that are not workable in the real world, Roger.
I see.
You can't make a car covered with sticky stuff and then cover it up with what do they say, an eggshell like protective layer.
Yeah.
You can't put sticky stuff on a car, cover it up with an eggshell layer, and then expect the car to hit somebody, have the layer break, and the person stick. I mean, think work this out, Roger. You got the car driving, and he hits somebody. What is that person going to hit?
The hood. They're going to
hit the hood of the car.
Right, right.
And then the hood that they hit is covered in an eggshell layer, which might crack, but the eggshell-like layer is stuck to the sticky stuff that they have underneath the layer. I'm going to draw you a diagram. Hold on. Let's see here. Okay.
I think I got it. I think we all got it.
This circle here represents the car, and I am very bad at drawing the human figure. So I'm going to make a triangle over here.
This is
the pedestrian. Now, when the circle hits the pedestrian, the triangle hits. I forget which one is the car. This one is the car.
Right, right. This
one is the pedestrian.
Yeah.
My point is that the eggshell layer is going to be stuck to the car between the pedestrian and the sticky layer. Do you see what I'm saying, Roger?
What you're saying is it's not practical, and there's a lot of problems with the idea from top to bottom.
Yeah. I have a theory that there's a lot of people out there, like myself, that have some great ideas, and the patent system is set up in such a way that, you know, you got to file the paperwork and you got to pay the fees, and it is a long, arduous,
right,
tedious, and sometimes expensive process, because you have to hire a guy to do a patent search,
right,
to see if anybody ever came up with something even a little bit similar. And that is where Google is messing up people's futures, because they put crap like this in the patent system. Now, any guy that comes up with a sticky car idea is going to get rejected. He may have a good idea that will work, but no beans. You're not going to get a patent, Charlie, because Google's got the sticky car with this stupid shell on it, which is going to stick to the sticky layer instead of the pedestrian.
So
you see what I'm saying?
Right. So what you're saying is, Google has got a poor version of this idea, and somebody like you may come along with a better version of this idea, but you can't patent it because Google has already patented it because they've done it first, but it's an ineffective version of the concept.
Well, that is a very poor way of describing what I said, but I will say this. What you did say was a whole bunch of words. I don't remember the question. What was the question exactly?
The point that you're trying to make. You've got a point, and you've got a better solution to this problem.
Well, if Google's going to take a car and put sticky stuff on it, I would recommend using a pre-existing product to cut down on the production costs, because if they're going to create a whole new layer of stickiness in-house, that's going to be cost prohibitive, and a company like Google is not going to be able to sustain themselves if they have to waste money on things like product development of new adhesives. So I suggest they run on out to the home store or do a Bing search for 3M double-sided VHB tape. If you go to Grainger, you can get like 12-inch wide rolls.
Ooh.
And that way you can cover a lot of surface area. Put that all over your Google car. And then you got to get an eggshell on it. And they don't mean real eggshells, by the way, people. They mean an eggshell-like layer.
It's just sort of a comparative description, so people like you and me understand what they're talking.
I know what I mean. You know.
Well, yeah. Because you would know.
I know.
But somebody like me may not understand what...
Difficult to understand the words.
Well, I mean, they
not following. You're not following. That's the issue, and you're not paying attention.
No, I.
And you might think you know, but you don't know. You have no idea. You don't have an engineer's mind, Roger. That's the issue.
Well, I'm not.
You've
gonna.
Got a mind that is suited towards crafting and couponing, but stuff like this, you just don't understand.
Well,
here, I'll tell you what. I'm going to draw it out for you. I need a this paper has got stuff on it already. I need another paper.
Need another?
What are you drawing? What are you drawing shapes all over my paper for?
Well, I'm.
Roger, bring your own paper if you're going to be doodling during the show.
I guess my question at this point would be, so did you combine the Benadryl with maybe like a Budweiser Light maybe or something? Was there?
I suggest that instead of letting Google patent squat on this ridiculous idea, I think that the people of the world need to take it into our own hands. And do it one better.
Right.
Instead of waiting for the car to get sticky, I think that we need to get sticky.
Stick it.
When a car hits you, Roger, sometimes you hit the car, then you bounce off, and you hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the car could run over your head.
Right, right.
I've seen it. I have seen it happen. It is messy. And the person who got hit oftentimes does not survive. So, we, as a pedestrian, need to be sticky ourselves. That way, when the car hits us, same net result. We stick to the car, you take a little ride, hopefully the driver notices, pulls over, applies some isopropyl alcohol to help release the stick to get you off the car.
Get it off.
Yeah. You ever seen those commercials on television for what's that stuff called? The tape that's, the guy has, he's got a bucket and he drills a hole in a bucket.
Oh,
what's that stuff called, Roger?
Benadryl.
Benadryl. That's the stuff that they gave me. I had to go to 3 different stores to get enough to get me through the weekend because they only let you, get 2 and you gotta have your ID because they got rules.
Well, doesn't each package contain something like, I don't know, a couple dozen pills? Does it?
Flex tape. It's flex tape.
Flex tape, yes. Flex tape. Flex tape's the one.
Yeah, it's basically this sheet of sticky rubber that comes in a roll. And what was I going to do with the flex tape again? It was a thing.
You're going to wrap it around a person? I'm not sure.
Yeah. What you do is when you take the flex tape out of the packaging, it's got a sheet of plastic on one side of it to prevent the sticky from not sticking where you don't want it stuck.
Yeah. You got to figure out where the sticky needs to go before you.
I'll add this. The flex tape people, it is very misleading how much flex tape they give you. If you buy a package of flex tape and you think you're getting a roll 12 feet long, you are sadly mistaken. It is often just a small strip of tape that is concealed in misleading packaging, but that is neither here nor there.
All right, that's a different
issue.
That could be a fun little sidebar we could chat about sometime, maybe do some product reviews.
That's not a bad idea, Roger.
Yeah.
Write it down on the paper there.
Kind of popped into my head. Let me just jot that down.
What are you drawing shapes all over my papers for? Here, just use a fresh piece of paper.
No, I'll just...
Use a fresh one.
Okay.
Write that down. Reviews.
I'm right.
We can do a live product review on Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs.
I think...
Okay.
I think we're onto something because we've sort of run out of ideas.
Take a roll of flex tape and attach it to the front of your body like a suspender from the front of your waist up over your shoulder, down your back to your back waist, the smaller your back. And then take another roll of flex tape and do the same thing over the other shoulder. Open up a third roll of flex tape, wrap it around your midsection, creating what is sort of a makeshift adhesive lederhosen. And then you could take another roll of flex tape, put it down the front of your dungarees on one leg, open up another package of flex tape, put it down the other leg, open up another package of flex tape.
Oh, wow.
Wrap it around your waist.
We're up to about four packages of flex
tape. We're going to need another package of flex tape. Put that down the back of your leg.
Plus five packages.
At your right leg. And then you open up another package of flex tape, and you put that down the back of your left leg. And then you open up another package of flex tape, and you put that down. This time you're going to put it down your leg, but you do that on the outside of your left leg, from the top of the waist all the way down to your ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Then you open up another package of flex tape, and you put that on the other side on your other leg from your ankle all the way up to your waist. So you've basically got a lederhosen chap ensemble created exclusively out of flex tape.
Eight packages of flex tape, and
go for an even 10 just to be safe, because your body type might differ. And you might need a little extra.
And you may have not applied one of them right, so you've got a backup strip to go to.
Yeah. Now, the flex tape, as I mentioned, has a plastic covering, so the tape is still covered on the outside of the tape. So you're walking down the street, you're ready to cross, you look left, and you look right, and when you see a Google car coming, you got to time this perfectly, right? Because you never know when they're coming, and you never know how fast they're going. When you see them coming, you start removing the plastic sheets protecting the flex tape from the air. Just start stripping them off and throwing them aside.
I see. I thought you'd already done that.
No, because if you just walked around with the sticky layer exposed, Roger, you're going to pick up paper clips and lint and cat hair. Oh, God, the cat hair.
Sure.
Cat hair already sticks to your clothes. I mean, look at you.
Well, I got the lint rollers, and I do roll up my garments as thoroughly as I can before I leave the house.
Imagine how much would be sticking if you walked around with exposed adhesive all over your person.
Now,
you see that car come and start stripping off those protective layers, and at just the right moment, jump out in front of the Google car and throw yourself on the hood. Now that is going to stick, and you're not going to bounce off. Problem solved. Next call. This has been breaking news.
So basically what you're saying is you've got a better solution to this problem of the Google cars hitting pedestrians, you're basically turning yourself into a pedestrian that's going to be hit by a Google car, and so you prepared yourself for that, and you're not sort of...
Sure.
8, 10 So what's one of those packages of flex tape go for?
Well, think about this. How much does a patent filing cost? And how much research and development are they putting into this non-functional eggshell layer? So at the end of the day, you're coming out ahead. You see what I'm saying?
Well, so basically
you're sticking it to the man. You're beating the system, Roger.
And on top of that, when Google sees you landing on one of their self-driving cars with a better way of sticking to it, they're going to say...
They're gonna feel pretty dumb. Why didn't we think of that? He's right.
Or maybe better still, they're going to say, hey, that's a great idea. Hey there, sir. Can we buy that idea from you? And here's Here's a check for
Roger.
$10,000.
Roger, don't make a big deal about this right now, but I want you to write down on the paper, remember to file patent for adhesive lederhosen chaps with adhesive rubber strips. Write that down. I will call Murray after the show, and we'll start doing a patent search on this. We got to get ahead of things, because if Google gets any word of this, we'll be in trouble.
So you wanna give it lederhosen chaps, sticky lederhosen chaps?
Sticky lederhosen chaps of rubberized adhesive material for attenuation of pedestrian impact, preventing injury. Rolls off the tongue.
Well, you might want to streamline that a little bit. When you're working on the prototype, just, you know, stick to.
Why are you yelling at me?
Stream.
Just tone it down a little bit. Just, there's no need to yell.
All right. Well, that's a fine solution to a very relevant problem with self-driving cars. And we have Mr. Biggs to thank for.
Wait. You're telling me these cars drive by themselves?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. Now, that's a great idea. Ooh, why didn't I? Roger, put that on mine, too. Write that down with it. Because that, it, then now that's an idea that's probably worth something.
Put that by product
reviews. I thought Google was just, I thought they were just driving around hitting people, sticking them to the hood. I didn't know that they were driving all by themselves.
Well, yeah. It's
now, that's a product.
Well, it says right in the story, self-driving vehicles. Google's
what
planning
story?
The breaking news story we just read. Google is planning to outfit self-driving vehicles with adhesive. That's.
Do we have any email this week, or is this one of those weeks that people have not been inspired to send anything whatsoever in to ask us an adhesive question on Stick It with Mr. Biggs. Oh, I am winded. I am out
of
air. Wow. I'm a little lightheaded. Man, you know, this washcloth on my head is soaked. I must have been sweating profusely. I don't even remember.
You look a little wan. So take a couple of seconds here, and I'll just let everybody know that it's time to dip into the mailbag for another email.
Hey, Roger. Roger?
Yeah.
I have been taking a copious amount of over-the-counter Benadryl today.
Yeah.
And I'm beginning to think that I might have taken a little bit more than I should have.
Right.
Because
Well,
you were, when you were introducing email right there, It sounded as if you had a crossed wire somewhere, and you were making all kinds of strange noises. And I think I better lay down a while. You go ahead and finish the podcast. I'm gonna lay down over here.
Okay. Well, you tell you what.
I'm just gonna lay down right here.
You lay down, and I will read the email, and we'll check back with you. Just all we ask is that you, while you're laying down, you listen to the email, and we'll remind folks to,
who let the dogs out?
Right.
I did. Yeah.
So,
let them out of the shoes.
Right. if you have a question, regarding glues, tapes, adhesives, sealants, send them on over. Biggscast at gmail Biggs.com.
That's Biggs with two G's, Roger.
Yep.
Two G's and Biggs.
Yes.
Don't forget to tell them that.
Biggscast@gmail.com. We've got an email here from...
Have you been chewing gum during the show?
No, I try not. I try not to do that when we're recording.
There's a piece of gum under the table that looks a lot like your gum.
No.
What kind of gum do you chew? What kind?
Is
it like a pale beige gum, or is it like a
like it's usually a gum, like a beige? It's like a white gum. Extra? No. What is it? Yeah, extra. Is that the gum?
Well, it doesn't see the brand because it's already been chewed, but it's stuck to the bottom of the table.
All right,
Roger, do me a favor.
Sure.
When you're chewing gum, don't stick it to the bottom of my table. I didn't think I had to ask you not to do that. Apparently, I do.
Well,
don't put your gum under my table.
I just want to, at this point, mention a couple of things. First, I don't make a habit of sticking my gum underneath any table anywhere. And then point number two, you may want to just have a little chat with your nephew, Cody, and see if he knows anything about the gum. So, to the email we go. It sounds like it's from somebody that you know, Mr. Biggs. It says, Biggs, this is MC Stratton from the Restaurant Nightclub Conference back in 2016. I was the guy who broke your 20 with all ones. Good times, eh? Listen, Biggs, got a proposition for you. I just came across a full box of Revell model glue, still sealed.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah. I just
feeling,
had.
You feeling better?
Oh, I just had the strangest dream.
Just then?
There's this guy I used to know, and I met him one year at one of the conferences.
Yeah, MC Stratton.
I walk up to the guy, and I had a 20, right? And yeah. I needed some change. And funny story. I had this 20, and I walk up to him, and I say, hey, do you know, is there like a change machine around here anywhere? I need to break a 20. And he says, no problem, Biggs. I got you covered. And he had 20 singles right there in his wallet. And right then and there, we exchanged bills. I gave him my 20. He gives me his singles. And the funny thing is I just had this dream that he sent me a box of glue.
Right, right.
It's so funny because we do the podcast about Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick
about
it.
Glues and it. Oh, Stick It.
Stick It.
Stick with it. Mr. Biggs.
And
about
glues
and adhesives.
So, right. So anyway, this gentleman, you gave him a 20. He gave you all ones, and
yeah.
He says MC Stratton says he's got a prop.
Hey, that's right. That's the guy's name. He was MC. I remember because he had the trucker cap that said MC on it. I said, "What's that?" And he said, "It's an M and a C. They call me MC." It's a good story.
Yeah. At some point, we're going to have to talk about what you needed all those ones for. Anyway, he says, listen, Biggs, got a proposition for you. I just came across a full box of Revell model glue, still sealed. As I'm sure you know, this is the, quote, good stuff. Back when the stuff was properly formulated, a.k.a. a top-notch glue, a.k.a. toxic. Oops, did I say that out loud? L-O-L.
Yes, you did. You did say it out loud.
L-O-L, sniff, sniff. LOL.
It's allergy season. I recommend Benadryl.
Benadryl.
Clear up that post-nasal drip because my nasal passages are dry as a Saharan desert.
So anyway, MC Stratton goes on to say, I know plenty of guys around here who would be happy to take this glue off my hands, but I wanted to give you first crack at it.
Yeah.
What with you okay. and that glue show and all.
Yeah, it's called Stick It.
No, stick right, it. Right. No doubt you could, quote, sell it by the tube out back behind whiz bangs. Anyway, make me an offer.
Phillips and Mountain downtown.
Phillips and Mountain.
Where the fun never ends and the party's never ending.
Right, right.
This Thursday night at Whiz Bangs. Teen night for the teens.
Right, right.
18 and over. Come on down to Whiz Bangs.
So, MC is offering you up this case of Revell model glue.
So is that the end of the email?
Yes. It's
okay. So I'm not sure I understand what his question is. He's got glue on his hands, and he wants me to help him get the glue off.
Not exactly. No, what he has
nail polish remover, like a light acetone mix, will do wonders on that.
I think what's happening is. He's got a box of
glue,
and he wants to, maybe sell it to you at a because he thinks you're interested.
Okay, all right. I think I see what the problem is here. On the podcast, we ask people to send in questions about glues and adhesives,
right?
Conundrums involving things that are being glued or need to be glued.
Well.
And they would contact me, and I would explain to them the best way to solve their issue.
Right.
I don't want people to send in emails asking me questions that are technically about glue and then trying to turn it into a money-making opportunity to sell me things. That is not the spirit of the show. So, new rule for Stick It with Mr. Biggs. I want people to send me emails to BiggsCast@gmail.com. That's with two G's. In BiggsCast, not Gmail, because that has one.
Right. Two G's in BiggsCast.
Ask me a question about a project involving adhesives.
Right. Or
not a scheme involving the selling of adhesives. Regardless of how fantastically rare and desirable they may be, because a box of vintage Revell model glue is pretty sweet. I'd like to get my hands on that.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you know, as a you know,
model glue used to be really good stuff. It had just the right amount of tackiness upon application.
Right, right.
To allow you to get the job done. In addition to a little bit of a party in your nasal passages because, it smells so, I don't want to say good, and I certainly don't want to say bad.
No.
Because it did not smell bad, but it had a unique quality that in an unventilated room made the long afternoons building a Spitfire model just seem to fly by. And you don't have a care in the world.
You just spent a lot of time on the hydraulics to make sure that the wheel and the strut were all in place.
I would find myself spending hours with my nose very close to the pieces, making sure they were positioned just so. And if I didn't like the way it looked, I'd break it off. Apply some more glue. Put it back on.
Not too much, though. Not too much.
Hold it in place with my nose very close so that I could see when the adhesion had finally taken place. You know, they don't make glue like that anymore, Roger. All the model glue that they're selling now it's like tap water compared.
Right.
They, at some point back in the 80s, they reduced all the toluene, and they completely removed all the allyl isothiocyanate from the model glues.
Right. Yeah,
and
I think
not only do they not stick as well, but they don't make you lightheaded at all.
Mm.
They require very little ventilation now, which changes the model making experience.
Right, right.
And that is the reason why you don't see kids making models anymore as much. That's the reason.
That's
because the glues are inferior.
If only
they bring back the quality glue, I predict that there would be a revolution of model making among today's youngsters.
A resurgence, I guess.
They'd love it. Oh, man, they'd be building their Volkswagen Bug models. They'd be building their aircraft carrier models. What other kind of models are there?
A C-5.
F-15.
Yeah.
Sidewinder missiles. Glued on so well because you've spent so much time putting the glue on. I have a question, though. These tubes of glue that he's looking to offload.
MC Stratton?
Yeah. Yeah, are the tubes still pliable? Are they still malleable? Can you squeeze them still, or are they so old that they've set? Because if they've set, they are of no use to me.
Tell you what I'll do. I will after we're done recording, I will hit reply, and I will type out those questions and send them back to MC and see what he has to say.
All right. Well, when he responds, I want you to do a follow-up question. Then I want you to ask him, are the tubes foil tubes? Are they made out of aluminum foil, or are they plastic tubes? Because that will affect the rate at which the dissolved toluene will dissipate, and that affects whether or not I'm interested.
Yeah, and you're looking for the aluminum tubes, then, is because that would be
foil tubes, Roger.
Foil
That's
tubes.
The only way to go.
Foil tubes.
You know, I can remember shopping at the hobby store back in the 80s, and I'd go in and I'd get like a baker's dozen of model glue. I'd walk up to the counter and you put them down and you whip out your money, and they would make you carry that glue out in your bare hands. They would not give you a bag.
Huh.
Do you know why? Do you know why, Roger?
I don't. That seems kind of unusual.
It was unusual. It was because kids found out that if you took the glue and you had a bag, you could open up the glue in the bag, put it up to your face and breathe into the bag, and it would,
make for a fun afternoon with friends and family. Hang out
with absolutely no model building taking place.
Right, right. They just kind of
now. That was not my problem. I was going to build a model, but I wasn't going to waste my time just breathing it in. I was going to do something productive.
Yeah.
While breathing it in.
Well, yeah.
It's a shame. Kids don't understand how hard things are now. They completely missed out. I feel sorry for you guys.
Well, we will.
Generation X.
We'll send that off to MC and see what he says. Hopefully he has not sold that case of glue yet. Maybe we can revisit this conversation at a future time.
Yeah, but probably not. I've lost interest. I just don't want to do it anymore, Roger. I'm done.
Maybe
that's it.
That's it? You're done? Should I then instead just say, no thanks, MC, no thanks?
Oh, no, I'm interested in the glue if it comes in the foil tubes and the tubes are still pliable.
All right.
What I am saying to you is I'm done with the podcast. I've lost interest.
You've lost interest.
I am lightheaded. I am clammy. I have sweaty ears from the headphones.
Yeah.
I would like to lie down, and I would like for you to go home. So
stick it.
Yeah, I think that we can accomplish all of that by just saying goodbye and shutting it down and asking folks to join us again next time.
Well, first of all, you got to tell people where to reach us and all that stuff.
Of course.
You haven't told them about the Gmail address or any of that stuff.
Well,
just tell them to go to the website. Give the website thing.
AskMrBiggs.com. From there, you can link to our Facebook page. You can link to our Twitter account. And you can find our email address, AskMrBiggs.com.
Stick it.
I want to thank those who support us on Patreon, like Andrew Reavy, Stephen Lambertson, Abraham Rosen, Wasted Memory, and Abby Treesness. If you want to support the show, go on over to AskMrBiggs.com/support.
Stick it.
Okay, Roger, I want you to leave. Turn off the lights on your way out.
Okay. Are you going to be okay? Is it, can I get you a glass of water? Can I, just want me to just turn?
Hand me that Benadryl there. I think it's time for my dose.
Mm.
See you next time on Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick it.
Podcast is over. We're all done.